Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Johnny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, good morning, Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Vitakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, innovated hand sanitizers promise 24 hours protection against COVID-19. As businesses reopen and students return to the classrooms, anxiousness over hygiene and keeping Aussie families safe remains. A groundbreaking new and environmentally friendly molecule provides residual protection against bacteria. The foaming antimicrobial hand wash coats hands and creates a shield which provides protection for up to 24 hours without washing off. Novalent Shield offers round-the-clock protection and peace of mind ahead of children returning to the classroom after school holidays and lockdown. So we're going to catch up a yarn now with Mike Motta from Novalent. Very good morning. How are you?
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Now, can you tell us about this latest innovation?
So we're launching a non-toxic antimicrobial foaming hand wash in Australia this week, which we're extremely excited about. It provides 24-hour protection against COVID-19. We've developed and engineered an environmentally friendly molecule that provides residual all-day protection against harmful germs and bacteria, which will ultimately provide extra peace of mind for Australians as we work to keep our children, our families, and workplaces free from COVID-19 and other harmful germs.
How does this product help with the fight against COVID-19?
So regular hand washing and hand sanitizing and social distancing are all important parts of helping to slow the spread. But Novalent Shield combines the benefit of hand washing with hand sanitizing by leaving a barrier on the skin after use, which provides 24-hour protection and kills 99.9% of germs and harmful bacteria. We hope it will give Aussies more confidence as we start to think about what normal life is going to look like moving forward.
And how is Novalent Shield Plus different to the traditional hand sanitizers?
Unlike traditional hand sanitizers, which only kill germs and viruses during the initial application, our formula provides a non-toxic protective shield on the hands for up to 24 hours without washing off. Not a lot of people know this, but normal sanitizers often provide zero protection after the initial application, and germs can actually start to form again within about 2 minutes, making them only partially effective.
And what advice would you have for the parents wanting to protect their children?
For parents wanting to protect their children when they're going back to school, it's so important to set our kids up with habits and routines to make sure that they are washing their hands regularly. Smaller children may need visual reminders or musical cues, whereas older children might benefit more from regular conversations in the home about how these practices, such as increased hand washing, are helping to slow the spread of the virus.
And where can people go for more information?
The Novalent Shield Plus is available in a 50-mil pump bottle, and you can purchase it via our website, www.novalentshield.com.au.
Thanks. Great talking with you, Mike. All the best to you, your family, your team. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
And thank you for having me. This was a great experience. Very much appreciated.
Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, yarning with the bully run. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM.
Color. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM Bumber Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your say. We're calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, COVID-19 response plans, positive start, but lasting impacts need more focus. We're going to catch up with Jan from Oxfam Australia, and that's the program's director, Anthea Spinks, on the line. Anthea, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm really well. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Yes, and you're based in Melbourne, are you?
I am based in Melbourne, so I'd just like to start by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land that I'm on in Melbourne, who are the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. And I'd like to extend my respect to elders past, present and emerging right across this wonderful country. I also know that soon we'll be going into NAIDOC Week, which is a really, really special moment for all your listeners. So I just wanted to extend my acknowledgement to everyone, and particularly the traditional owners of the lands I'm on in Melbourne.
Thank you very much for acknowledgement for our mob, and it is fantastic. It's a nice way to build relationships, very important. So talking about COVID-19 response plans, a positive start, but lasting impacts need more focus. So explain what you mean by more focus there, please, Anthea.
Thanks, Trevor. So obviously Oxfam works right across the globe, and we particularly work with a lot of partners and communities in some of our near neighbours, so a lot of countries across the Pacific, into Timor-Leste and Asia. But what we're knowing is that while there's a lot of commitment from the Australian Aid Program, and that's what the focus, I guess, of these response plans was, we know that there's actually a lot more still to be done in terms of making sure that economies such as ours in Australia and right across our country that have been hit by the economic fallout of COVID, that we really know that some of these communities are going to take a long time to recover. A lot of these communities would be very similar to places across Australia that rely on tourism. So those tourists haven't been able to travel.
Exactly.
We know that for a lot of places where there are already quite high levels of inequality amongst communities and amongst populations, that what COVID has done has just exacerbated that inequality. And I think the other area that Oxfam is particularly focused on is the intersection between climate crisis or the climate emergency. And
like a double whammy bam is, and we're talking, we've still got to deal with the climate change, but COVID-19 has put another spin on things, hasn't it?
That's right, and we also know that Oxfam is an organisation that that really works on gender rights, we know as well that that often it's women and children, it's the more marginalised components of communities or that are going to feel these effects the longest and the hardest. So we know that that's already the case. We know that, even in Australia, the people who have been most suffering from the job losses have been women, have been people working in casual jobs. So we're also seeing the same issue being, coming to the fore in countries like Vanuatu, in countries like the Solomon Islands, and even further afield in a lot of the other countries that Oxfam works in, that the impacts of both the climate crisis but also the COVID crisis fall very fairly and squarely on the shoulders of women.
And we're talking about a two-year plan here. The government must go beyond that, do you feel?
We believe so, yes. So we know that having a crystal ball at the moment is really hard, so we definitely welcome this two-year plan. And prior to the budget, the federal budget, Oxfam and another number of other partners were calling on the Australian government to do something really tangible as it related to COVID recovery and to make permanent increases to the international aid budget. So that hasn't happened, but the additional funds that have been committed and these two-year plans are very welcome. There's certainly a lot of really important stuff that will happen with these two-year plans.
Yes.
We also know that they're flexible. They have to be flexible. We don't know what's going to happen in 2021 in a lot of places. So really encouraged by this acknowledgement of flexibility.
Mm.
But we do feel that, you know, Australia plays a very significant role in our region. We feel that there is more capacity to support countries as they recover from COVID, and not just the health impacts. We know we've committed to sharing a vaccine. That's a really important step. But there is, we feel, a stronger role that Oxfam would like the Australian government to play, and to make that go further than just the geographical region of focus as well.
Well, it's a case of a dark tunnel we're heading down, and we don't know like what the outcome is. Like you said, 2 years is fine, but we need to be flexible to go a mile, see a mile, so to speak, yeah?
Yes, definitely. And I think one of the things that COVID has taught us is that that things can change very, very quickly. So we know that there are many parts of the world that were already, struggling a lot. Oxfam does a lot of work in disasters and humanitarian crises, and we know that some of those places as well are likely to be the hardest hit, yet some of those are outside the current focus of these response plans from the Australian government. So we're encouraged by what we've seen in these plans, but we do feel that there is more that should be done, because there is more that can be done to really focus on a COVID recovery. I mentioned the climate crisis before, and I guess one of the factors that we're very aware of, and I'm assuming lots of people that listen to your wonderful show are also are aware of, is that we've said that Australian recovery is being led by essentially a fossil fuel. Now, we see that being a complete contradiction to supporting countries that are facing the impacts of the climate crisis, and yet our own economic recovery is reliant on exacerbating that climate crisis and relying on a dirty energy, I guess, recovery, when this is the time that we should be putting more investments into renewables, more investments into the clean economy, and more investments, I guess, into a transformed economy. There are opportunities there that we really should be taking advantage of, and not actually further exacerbating the climate crisis.
Well, we're talking about the future of all peoples of the world, but also Mother Earth, and so mothers can breathe a lot easier.
That's right, and I think one of the things that I'm, really proud of the work that Oxfam does is really take a holistic approach to our work and to the, we are all made up of people, culture, and land, and certainly the work that Oxfam has been doing, indeed even here in Australia, has really taught us how that should be an approach that we can take further into our work globally, because you can't separate those factors from each other, and particularly as we look to the future of a COVID normal and what does an economic and social recovery look like in a COVID normal world.
Yes.
For countries, particularly those countries in our close region, they were already facing the absolutely horrific consequences of climate crisis and climate change, and so what small things we can do to support their economic recovery has to be in the context of our own recovery, and it has to be in the context of how do we support communities and societies to actually deal with it with a new COVID normal.
And Anthony, if you look at here on the mainland, the Big Island, Australia, as well as their Pacific neighbours, poverty, and you see the probably interest of that happening because of COVID-19.
That's right, and it's not just seeing poverty increase; it's actually also seeing inequality increase.
Okay.
Really, quite disturbingly, though, that we are predicting that millions of more people will be pushed into below the poverty line as a result of COVID.
Mm.
And globally, actually, we're now, for the very first time in over two decades, starting to see backward steps taken in terms of our fight against poverty as a collective global sector, I guess. We have been making great strides in reducing child and infant health. We've had a massive gains in terms of education, and particularly primary and early childhood education gains, but we're now actually starting to see the potential for those gains to be wound back and to sort of start going backwards because of COVID. Mm. But we're also seeing that inequality is increasing.
Yes.
So even where you have middle-income countries, for example, that are often sort of shared as the success stories from an economic development perspective, we know that inequality in those countries is actually increasing, and so the poor are becoming poorer, if we can sort of use those kinds of words, that the impacts of that on where are the real needs of people and who are slipping through the cracks and who's not getting the access to the services and the support that they need. And so we see that is going to increase, and that inequality differential is as concerning as the poverty indicators, because we're seeing backward steps in absolute poverty, and we're also seeing increased gaps between the haves and the have-nots, and that inequality measure, I think, is something that we should all be concerned about.
Yes. Well, it's great you've got a focus there. Oxfam Australia doing a great job in that sense. I suppose it puts a spin on the so-called phrase, we are all in this together, Anthea.
It certainly does. And I think, Oxfam, for the last couple of months, has been a member with a number of other organisations that has been really calling for an end COVID for all approach.
Yes.
In terms of saying COVID's not over until it's over for all of us. And by that we mean it's not just over from a pandemic, from a health perspective, but the impacts of COVID are not over until they're over for all of us, because that jeopardises these gains that we've made in terms of really taking forward the sustainable development goals. It jeopardises the gains that we've made in terms of good governance and overall approaches to aid. And it jeopardises, I guess, millions of people who are now going to be faced with COVID recovery, with yes. climate crisis, already massive disparities between demographics within countries, but also between groups of people. So as I mentioned before, we know that the climate crisis is disproportionately impacting women. And so all of that in the melting pot of the next couple of years is where we really see that there is more for the Australian age
exactly.
and the Australian government to be doing, because it's complex issues, but we feel that there are measures that can be taken to support our role in helping understand and work in that complexity.
Well, we are the big brother, are we not?
Well, I don't know if we'd like to say we're the big brother, but we definitely have an obligation.
Sure, yes.
I think you're completely right in that regard. We particularly back to this kind of the irony between knowing that it's countries in our regions that are most impacted by climate change, and yet we say part of our economic recovery will be built off the back of what we see as an inappropriate fuel source. And that's just, a very weird contradiction to have
Sure.
of the position that we're taking at the moment.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Anthea, all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe. And we'll yarn soon, my dear.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Trevor. It was great to talk to you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there with Anthea Spinks, her name is, Program Director of Oxfam Australia, and the work that they're doing. But COVID-19 response plans are positive side, yes, but lasting impacts need more focus, is a statement there from Oxfam Australia. You can have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. That's the deadly number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
I was born on a cold and wet December night, as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled on that night. Yes, that night
I breathe the air of this land. I was carried around in a paper buckle of mine as the lightning struck and the thunder roared. On that day, yesterday, I learned to walk on this land. I traveled all over this beautiful land as the lightning struck and the thunder roared. On that night, yes, that night, I became a man of this land. I see my family all crying for me as the lightning struck and the thunder roared. On that day, yesterday, my spirit became the land.
From a tin cup in my hand, sure warms the fingers when it's cold. Playing an old guitar with a friend I understand, sure smooth the wrinkles in my soul. Moonlight, a blanket for my bed, brings a peaceful feeling in my mind. Waking up in the morning with an eagle overhead makes me long to fly away before my time. And I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made rocks and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend. A trail to lead old cowboys home again. Not like the big cities, it's alright for a while. It sure makes you feel good while you're there. But the country's so pretty, it goes on and on for miles. It takes away your problems and your cares. And I think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass and trees and mountains, and a horse to be a friend. A trail to lead old cowboys home again. A trail to lead old cowboys home again.
Yeah, very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, now the next segment is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni, IGA, Brinsmead, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Brit Media, school-based traineeship. We share with our beautiful young ones and talk about healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So big shout out there to Pekoni's. Which Way Yarning, Edmonton, please. Thank you very much. Going to catch up and have a yarn there with Nicole O'Rourke, Senior Constable in the Which Way Yarning program. Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming along, my sister. Fantastic. Now, our topic today, well, let's talk about, it is about domestic violence, but unfortunately domestic violence exists within our community and the effect and impacts are long-lasting for all those involved. On a family level, the one perpetrator, DV, the victim, and children present all suffer, and this is also also impacts our community. So we're talking about the meaning of domestic violence, Nicole, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I just need because we're coming up to White Ribbon Day, which is going to be happening on, I think it's the 20th or the of next month here in Cairns. And I just thought if we sort of just have a quick yarn about DV, domestic violence, and what it is.
Yes.
And then just so that people at home can sort of, if they're experiencing DV for themselves, then they can reach out and get some help, because this is a terrible thing.
It is.
And we don't want anyone suffering in silence.
Yeah, exactly. But also to the perpetrator as well, we're talking about reaching out. You need help if that is the case. You don't want to go down this pathways. If you've been a perpetrator before and you want to stop it so you don't get in the track again, reach out is what you're saying, yes?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So if... reach out if you are feeling unsafe in a relationship. Doesn't matter what sort of relationship it is. If you can be, like, there's different types of relationships. There's what's called intimate personal relationship, and that's a spouse relationship or an engagement or just a couple. Domestic violence can also exist in family relationships. So that's a family relationship between two people, if one of them is or was the relative of the other, or if the person is someone who is ordinarily understood to have been connected to that person by blood or marriage. For First Nation people, the definition for that is far more widespread.
Yes.
So, you know, for us mob now, we know that that sort of extends a bit further than what it would in other families. Domestic violence can also occur in informal care relationships where one person depends on the other person, the carer, for help at home or just through day-to-day living. For example, doing their shopping or having a bathing or getting dressed or something, you know, those sorts of things.
Sure.
So that's where they're the sort of relation, domestic violence definable relationships that can exist. And it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship, if it's a same-sex couple, if you're in your 80s, you've been married for 60 years, like we just come across one the other day where a couple had been married for 60 years and one of them had enough of the domestic violence that had gone on. So it's, you know, it can exist in, doesn't matter what age group is you're in it, or who you're with or how you identify sexually, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Domestic violence exists in all of these things.
And Nicole, domestic violence comes in all shapes and sizes. It's not only the physical sense as well. Is that right?
No, that's right. That's right. That's a good question. So domestic violence can also be sexually abusive, controlling. It can be emotionally or psychologically abusive. It can be economically. So...
finance.
Like to do with money, finance, threatening, coercive, controlling or dominating another person. It can also include things like causing a person to have an injury or threatening that person to do so, coercing a person into some sort of sexual activity or attempting to try to do so. Threatening suicide is a big one, unfortunately, because that's a coercive thing. Depriving the person of, not allowing them to go out and do certain things or live life within the community as they would wish to do so. Horrible things like threatening a person with death or injury or that of a child or threatening to hurt someone they love, things like that. That is,
well, the victim lives in fear, don't they?
They do. They do. And, you know, if you or someone you know is going through your emails or your text messages or, you know, things like that, that's what we call unauthorized surveillance. Things like that. You can't go following people. You can't. This is all things that amount to domestic violence.
So
you can't get someone else to go and stalk your partner or your ex-partner or a family member or something. That's just not on.
Exactly.
You can't do those sort
exactly. of things. And also for the victims as well is to reach out, and sometimes it's hard because they're with the perpetrator sometimes 24/7, you know. So if it means sending a text or making a note and giving it to a family member or next door neighbour or something to that effect, you've got to reach out, and there's ways you can do it to protect yourself, but it's also keeping you safe, your children safe, and as well as helping the perpetrator to stamp this out of their life, so to speak.
And you know what, that what you just described then, to try and get yourself help, that happens more often than what we would like to know. So if that's your only way of communicating with the outside world, without outside of that relationship, that abusive relationship that you're in, then that is the way that people work with you. You know, it's, we do have to get creative, and we do achieve, and I was involved in removing... helping one woman and her children to be removed from a place to get them to safety. And that's how some of those things that you spoke about was how we had to work with her and do those things that she knew to keep her safe. So it was, we are guided. Like, if we are guided by what the victim needs and what they are. But having said that, if we believe that a person is in danger or children are in danger, we cannot sit off that sort of thing. We have to go in and, you know, get you or your children to a place of safety.
And look, here we are in COVID-19, and it has raised its ugly head, domestic violence. Of course, isolation, what have you, and sometimes the victim are trapped inside the household with the perpetrator, and it's not a good thing. So we need to reach out. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And please reach out. If you can reach out to police, or if you're a woman, you can reach out to the DV Connect for Women, which is, and I'll just say this phone number now, is 1-800-811-811. DV Connect for Men, if you're a man or you're male and you're experiencing domestic violence, then the phone number for the men's line is 1-800-600-636.
And so domestic violence does happen towards a man as the victim too, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that is a very common myth that a lot of people carry, that they think that only women are the aggrieved person or the victim.
Well, it's not the case, but 90% of the victims are women, but yes, it does happen with males as well.
Yes, and there's a lot of situations where males are the aggrieved or the victim, and there's a lot more of them than what we know about because of the stigma about having to, or the stigma or the fear of reporting their partner or the family member, and them men feeling as if have to feel emasculated in any way. That's not true. Everyone is a human being, and everyone has the right to safety, and that's what we're here for. So if you're in male or female, you're experiencing any of those things, then you need to reach out.
Let me ask a question there, Nicole. So if a victim does get through, make a phone call to the police, can the police come and remove the the victim, the let's say mother and the children in this instance? Can they do that?
Yes, we can help them. We can help them to move. We also have the power to enter a person's place to investigate and to determine whether or not domestic violence has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
There's domestic violence. You've got one thing where there's domestic violence. But if the domestic violence has occurred because someone's been injured, we're also looking at criminal offences.
Yeah, sure.
So, it's not just domestic violence. It can also be the domestic violence and some sort of assault.
Yes.
Someone being, there's other, like if you're looking at children, well, then there's psychological abuse. So it's things like that.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, police can definitely help victim and children to get to a place of safety. So whether that be a man or a woman,
okay,
we can help. Yeah.
So DV Connect for the women's phone number 1-800-811-811, and for the men's line 1-800-600-636. Otherwise, they can call Police Link or Emergency Crime Stoppers. Yes.
That's right. If a crime is happening now, if you are in any danger right now, you call 000, and that's right throughout Australia.
Yep.
If there's something where you think it could, you could wait for, if you wanted to arrange for a police response at a certain time, you can call Police Link for in Queensland, which the number for that is 131 444. But just remember, and Crime Stoppers is 1-800-333-0000. So there are plenty of numbers and plenty of ways you can get in contact. So and we urge everyone to do so.
Yes, reach out. Let's protect our especially our women and our children out there.
Yeah.
Reach out. Yep. So thank you very much. A very important yarn, domestic violence. Stamp it out. That's what it's all about. Look, all the best, Nicole. Thank you very much. You take care. We'll yarn soon, my sister.
You too. Thank you for having me again.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Adela Yarn there with Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke from Edmonton Police, which we're yarning segment, that is, and the meaning of domestic violence is a topic there, conversation, and look, very important. We need to stamp it out. Brothers, be a true warrior, a warrior of the 21st century, and you're not a warrior if you're hitting on women and children and abused in any which way. So we need to do that, and you need help, my brother, so reach out for support and help there. And to our women and children out there. So, again, the phone number for DV Connect for the women's line, 1-800-811-811. And the men's line for men who have been abused, 1-800-600-636. Otherwise, you've got 000 for emergency, Police Link here in Queensland, 131 444, and Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. So do make that call. Let's stamp it out and need to work together, you mob. It takes a whole community to make this happen. All right, you mob, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yana with Baldwin and Trevor, Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Too deadly.
We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved a little further down the track. We came to a place called Roper River. We moved on out of country some years ago. We got lots of friends and family out here. We got lots of friends and family out here. I don't miss the city lights tonight. I miss my beer, I tell you right. We got lots of friends and family out here. No more house we left our troubles behind. No more house we left our troubles behind. Oh, what a life, it's a life to live. The river has plenty and it will give. No more house we left our troubles behind. Rock and roll and blues
too. We got rock and roll and blues and reggae too. Country music and gospel groove. Working for the money and jumping hoops. We got rock and roll and blues and reggae too. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. Well, you gotta get a permit from the NLC. It's a long, long way from society. I'm singing this song for you to visit me.
Pobla, pobla mi. 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 Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. I mind my own business. I mind my own way. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. God, you come along. He no listen to our song. He build a brand new house. He build a brand new home. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 They give us social security. That's to give us CDP. Government say good. Trick us with their money. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Pobla, pobla mi. Sit down in my country. I sit down on the ground. Pobla, pobla mi. 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 Pobla, pobla mi.
walking on the street one day, I saw a policeman. He come up to me and he did say, "What are you doing, son?" I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Ah, oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man. Someone came up to me and grabbed me by the arm. I was a policeman and I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Ah, oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man.
remember all the good times, swimming in the little spring, learning from the old man how to survive. Now we've got kids of our own, we've got to teach them all the old ways too. All our families and friends that have left us brings tears to my eyes. I look out towards the plains, I see their spirits dancing in the heat wave. Whenever you get time, old friend, let's talk about the good old days. The good old days are gone, but from my memory they'll never fade away. I know we gotta move on, 'cause the world's turning too fast. Whenever you get time, old friend, let's talk about the good old days. Whenever you get time, old friend, let's talk about the good old days.